on Thursday. Lin Muyziri, the husband of imprisoned Rwandan opposition leader Victoire Ingabire Umuhoza, stood in the snow in front of the Dutch parliament in The Hague with more of his wife's supporters. All wore pink shells, the color of Rwandan prison garb, over winter sweaters and overcoats, in a weekly protest for Ingabire and all Rwandan political prisoners. Many Rwandan prisoners, including journalists, have been convicted of the same speech crimes that Ingabire is accused of: disagreeing with Rwandan President Paul Kagame and his regime, and disagreeing with the constitutionally codified history of the Rwanda genocide. Anne Garrison has more.
On Friday, four members of Rwandan Journalists in Exile, a group with political refugee status in Europe and North America, sent a letter to Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, the Committee to Protect Journalists, Reporters Without Borders, and Swedish authorities, expressing their concern for their colleague Jean Bosco Gassassira, whom they say has been missing for a month in Sweden. Gassassira has not published anything since January 11th. None of his colleagues have seen or heard from him since January 13th, and one reports that his cell phone seems to have been disconnected. Until his seeming disappearance, Gassassira had continued to publish his criticism of Rwandan President Paul Kagame's regime from exile on his website, Umuvugizi. His newspaper of the same name was banned in Rwanda in 2010, shortly after its acting editor, Jean-Leonard Rugambage, was gunned down in front of his home in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. Rugambage had just published an investigation alleging that President Kagame ordered the June 2010 assassination attempt on his former general, Kayumba Nyamwasa, who was then living in exile in South Africa. KPFA spoke to McDowell Kalisa, a Rwandan journalist also in exile in Sweden, who said that they don't know where Gassassira is, but that if a crime has been committed against him, Rwandan President Paul Kagame will be suspect number one.
For me, or for everybody, the first suspect is the Rwandan government.
McDowell Kalisa and others also report that the second most senior official at the Rwandan embassy in Stockholm was given 48 hours to leave Sweden in what they imagine might be a related development. In May 2011, Scotland Yard accused Kagame of sending assassins to kill Rwandan citizens in London, and the BBC reported that a Rwandan suspected of being part of the plot was prevented from entering Britain. Reporters Without Borders ranks Rwanda, a long-standing ally and military partner of the U.S., 156th, 21 countries away from the worst of 179 in their 2011-2012 Press Freedom Index. For Pacifica, KPFA, and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.